Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss sonnet. So what is a sonnet? As a definition, a sonnet is a lyric poem consisting of a single stanza of 14 iambic pentameter lines and which is usually linked by an intricate rhyme scheme. So first of all, sonnet is a subgenre of poetry. Second, it is a poem of 14 lines. After that, what are the varieties of sonnet? The first variety is called Petrarchan sonnet. In Petrarchan sonnet, what happens is there are two stanzas. One stanza has 8 lines, the other stanza has 6 lines. So in the first 8 lines, the poet persona states the problem or the issue, and in the remaining 6 lines, there is a kind of resolution to that problem or to the issue. And it is named after the Italian poet Petrarch. That is why it is called a Petrarchan sonnet. Sometimes it is also called an Italian sonnet. Now the next variety of sonnet is called Shakespearean sonnet or English sonnet. This was first developed by the Earl of Surrey. Okay, the Earl of Surrey in the 16th century. Now what is the difference between Petrarchan sonnet and Shakespearean sonnet? In the Shakespearean sonnet or English sonnet, there are 4 stanzas. The first 3 stanzas have 4 lines each and the last stanza has 2 lines. And a further sub-variant of this Shakespearean sonnet or English sonnet is called Spenserian sonnet. And Edmund Spenser is the one who developed this kind of variety of the sonnet. And the only difference between Shakespearean sonnet and Spenserian sonnet is in the rhyme scheme. The structure of the stanzas is the same, but the rhyme scheme is different. Now another thing you should keep in mind is that there is something called sonnet sequences or sonnet cycles. Now what is a sonnet sequence or sonnet cycle? It is basically a series of sonnets linked together by a common theme. It might be related to exploring the various aspects of a relationship between lovers, or it can also indicate the development in a relationship. So think about it in this way, that it is a series of sonnets linked through a common theme, common issue. Now what are the famous examples in the field of literature of sonnet cycles? Now one of the most famous and most important sonnet cycles is by Philip Sidney, called Astrophel and Stella. Okay, Astrophel and Stella, and this came out in 1580. After that, Edmund Spenser also wrote a sonnet sequence called Amoretti. Okay, Amoretti, which came out in 1595. And in the entire English literature, Philip Sidney's sonnet cycle and Edmund Spenser's sonnet cycle are the most famous. But after them, let's say in the Romantic era as well as later on, poets have also written sonnet cycles. So let me tell you the most famous ones. William Wordsworth has also written a sonnet sequence called The River Dudon. Okay, The River Dudon. This is also a good example of sonnet sequence. After that, in the Victorian era, there was Dante Gabriel Rossetti. His sonnet cycle is called House of Life. Okay, House of Life. After that, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, her famous work is Sonnets from the Portuguese. Okay, Sonnets from the Portuguese. This is also a sonnet sequence. After that, Delane Thomas has also written a sonnet sequence called Altar Wise by Owl Light, which came out in 1936. Okay, Altar Wise by Owl Light. Altar is A-L-T-A-R, Wise, W-I-S-E, Altar Wise by Owl Light. And as I said, this came out in 1936. And this is a sequence of 10 sonnets that are abstruse meditations on the poet's own life. After that, let me tell you one more sonnet sequence. It is by George Meredith. Okay, George Meredith's sonnet sequence is called Modern Love. Okay, Modern Love. And this came out in 1862. And this basically concerns a bitterly unhappy marriage. And it is only sometimes referred to as a sonnet sequence. Why? Because the poems that are included in this sequence are not of 14 lines but 16 lines. And as I said at the beginning, that a sonnet only has 14 lines. Okay, so remember this fact. So from an exam point of view, you should know what is a basic definition of a sonnet, what are the traits of a sonnet. After that, what are the sub-varieties of a sonnet? Petrarchan sonnet, Shakespearean sonnet, and then a sub-variety is Spenserian sonnet. After that, what is a sonnet sequence or sonnet cycle, and famous examples of sonnet sequences or sonnet cycles in the field of literature. And one more thing you should keep in mind is, what is the difference of a rhyme scheme in a Petrarchan sonnet and a Shakespearean sonnet? In a Petrarchan sonnet, the rhyme scheme is A, B, B, A, A, BBA. This is the first stanza. The second stanza is CDE, CDE. Okay. As I said, there are two stanzas in a Petrarchan sonnet. Afterwards, in a Shakespearean sonnet, there are four stanzas, not just two. And the rhyme scheme is AB, AB. This is the first stanza. Afterwards, CD, CD. Afterwards, EF, EF. Afterwards, GG. Okay. Because the last stanza only has two lines.